This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jake, why is your guest late? What kind of a retired homicide director, police officer, private investigator is late to his own interview?
I don't know, and I just called my guy who I booked it through in California.
I will slap that pubic hair off your face, Jake.
It's Alan Rommelfinger out of California. He's like, you should be calling any second.
By the way, you can feel free to bust his balls because, you know, he'll twist your nipples if you're 30 seconds over or 30 seconds late.
Yeah. No.
Like, I love Rommelfinger. He's been one of our dearest and oldest guys to work with for guests, but it doesn't matter if you go, hey, man, we've done a really good job for a lot of years. He's like, I don't give a goddamn, you're 2 minutes late.
Yeah, he and a dude I deal with out of New York are the two that are like super Nazi about, hey, it ends right now.
And I love him, by the way. He's been incredible to us. Huh? But it doesn't matter how good, if you do a good job or not, there's no friendship. He's like mm-mm.
We have a situation, a relationship.
He loves all of them equal.
I would say that's Derek that just called, but he's been ruined now because T's like, hey, do you know Joe Exotic?
Jesus Christ.
Born February 3rd in Providence, Rhode Island. The world first met him as the winner of Big Brother 16, but he'd previously worked as a police officer, detective, and was a decorated sergeant in Central Falls, Rhode Island. He hosts the Investigation Discovery show, Breaking Homicide. And tonight, he's part of the Investigation Discovery special, Joe Exotic, Before He Was King. Please welcome, Derek Levasseur.
Hey, Derek. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Thanks for having me.
Good. So, Jake was laying this out for me. At 36 years old, you've already been a retired homicide director, police officer. What is a homicide director?
I have no clue what a homicide director is. A homicide detective.
Okay. I have no idea because I'm looking at the information of it, so you need to talk. Before you get into a bunch of different interviews, you might want to tell the people who sent your bio they've got you as a homicide director. I go, what is that?
Yeah. No clue. I apologize. I will definitely tell them to correct that. No, I became a police officer at 20 years old. I was promoted to patrol officer by 24. I'm sorry, to detective by 24.
Wow.
Worked in narcotics and homicide for 4 years and then was promoted to sergeant at 27. And I retired at 23 after 13 years for a couple reasons. Mainly because I opened my own private investigations and consulting firm where I was allowed to investigate cases on a national level as opposed to just in my jurisdiction. And then obviously when you're on television, when you're doing things like this, it does pose some issues where you're an active police officer working in a specific jurisdiction while also investigating cases outside of that jurisdiction. So I had to make a decision, and I'm really glad I did because now I get to travel the world and work on cases that actually can make a difference and not only just the local ones.
Well, it seems, man, at 36 years old, this is the thing I hate. This kid's done everything, or young man's done everything already, and he's already now onto his own company, his own thing. And that's pretty amazing, though, because I have a lot of cop buddies, and they don't make detective in 4 years.
Yeah, in the defense of those individuals, my department was only about 40 to 50 guys, and, you know, some departments are 200, 300, so by no means am I, like, breaking the mold here, but I was fortunate enough where I decided to become a cop in the city where I grew up. So I knew a lot of the people. I got a lot of information that people otherwise wouldn't get. And I was able to use that to solve a lot of cases. And that got me promoted to detective. So I'm very, very fortunate.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, obviously, you're great at it. So let's talk about what we got here. So You were this special, Joe Exotic. We all watch it before he was king. Tonight, 9 o'clock on Discovery. Now, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I don't think he did anything so bad that Jeff Lowe guy's a POS and it was a setup, and that Uncle Fester guy wasn't going to kill nobody. But the fact that I think he was truly and just rife with animal cruelty and he destroyed those animals, like, so I'm cool with him being in jail. Do I think he was really going to kill Baskin? No. Do you?
I do. I actually do. I think the fact that he had this conversation with this individual that you referred to in 2003, had an exchange of money for him to go down there, gave him $3,000, and as far as Joe knew, this guy left Oklahoma to travel to Florida killer, and he never stopped him. The only reason the hit didn't go down was because the individual ran out of money before he got to Florida. Fast forward to 2006, he again gets in contact with a man, tries to hire him to kill Carol Baskin, and unfortunately for Joe Exotic, that man was an undercover FBI agent. So two different attempts, one with money, one with an exchange of words, 3 years between each other. Clearly, there was some truth to what he was saying, and I think the court agreed, and that's why he's in jail now.
But tell me this. I mean, I didn't know about the FBI, but I felt like after watching it, Jeff Lowe and the Uncle Fester wannabe gangster killer guy had kind of set him up, because who flipped over to the cops about the Baskin thing with Lowe and the guy he paid $3,000? Who rolled on that?
Yeah, I mean, they did. They were definitely part of that.
There's no reason.
There's no doubt about it that they were part of it. And, you know, you see it happen sometimes where, you know, things aren't going well between two business associates that are operating under illegal pretenses, and one of those business associates decides to take out the other one.
So
the incentive behind doing it might have been financially or business motivated, but the reality is he was, in fact, trying to have her killed. He even talked about the crossbow and where she rode her bike.
No, you're right. You're right about that.
So there's a lot more to it than just, hey, do you think we should kill Carol Baskin? I mean, Joe is really laying the groundwork. And again, take that out of the equation. He did the same thing with an undercover FBI agent in 2006. So even if it was something that was done out of frustration in 2003, why are you doing it again in 2006?
Wow. So tell me this. Why didn't he, with the FBI, why didn't he get in trouble then? I mean, we're at 2020 now. You know, this documentary came out and he just went to jail. Why did it take so long to go after him?
Well, this is a complicated case because in the first instance, you have an exchange of money for the hit, but the parameters of what he wanted him to do with that money was very vague. And then on top of that, you have an informant who's as you mentioned, is an unsavory character and a former felon. So his credibility is pretty much shot. 2006, they have no exchange of money, but the conversation over having her killed. And it takes a while to have these cases done. And listen, I'll be the first to tell you, do I think at the time this was a top priority for the FBI? Probably not. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just saying that it does take a lot of time to build these cases. And then the FBI has been pretty busy. They have some pretty big things going on in this country. So these things happen more than you know. This one just got a lot of notoriety because of the Netflix special.
What about the animal cruelty? Because that's really what sticks in my craw. It's, you know, I believe he really is terrible and guilty of some terrible crimes against animals, which doesn't carry a heavy, it doesn't really carry a very heavy penalty compared to, you know, that's why I'm glad he got popped for this other thing.
Yeah, well, he got 17 years, just about a year for each offense. So, you know, he had the Lacey Act and he had the Endangered Species Act. He was killing these tigers. He was calling it a quote-unquote euthanization. He was fraudulently filling out the veterinary documents to support these quote-unquote euthanizations. And, at the end of the day, he killed these tigers because they were no longer profitable or they were costing him money. And so that's the type of guy he is. He can frame it any way he likes. But at the end of the day, the bottom line with the tigers was, what have you done for me lately? And if they haven't, he got rid of them, just like a lot of the people in his life as well.
Yeah, well, that's the interesting thing. So if you're just joining the show, Derek, and is it Levasseur?
Levasseur, whatever way you want to go with it.
Right.
Correct.
But the show is on Discovery ID. It's tonight, Joe Exotic, before he was king, just breaking homicide. It's pretty interesting. You're going to go back, you're going to find out why. I mean, he's definitely a sociopath. I mean, you can see all the hallmarks there.
Yeah. No, he had a very traumatic childhood. He had a lot of things occur that probably... assisted in him becoming the person that we see today. And, you know, he was an opportunist. He's an opportunist and a narcissist. And what my role in the show is, I'm not from coming at it from a psychological perspective, but more so, hey, listen, guys, I know it's okay to feel bad for him. He's gone through some tough things, but understand that this doesn't give him a get-out-of-jail-free card. He committed the crime. He has to do the time. And that's kind of my role in the episode.
It's interesting, though, because we watch it. And that's why most people would be terrible at, you know, following the law and being a judge, being in charge of being a prosecuting attorney, a district, because we see the whole picture, and that's not the question. The question is, did someone break the law in spite of their terrible life?
Right. You know, interpret the law the way it's written, yes or no, did he violate it? Yeah. And then a jury ultimately convicted him of this crime, and that's because it was overwhelming. I mean, even the five tigers, he never said, I didn't kill those five tigers. I killed 50 tigers, but you only care about the five because you found their bodies. So, you know, he's not remorseful about what he did, and that's why I think he got hit so heavily on the charge, on the actual verdict. So, you know, again, 22 years in prison, obviously 17 charges for the crimes involving the animals, and then two with the murder-for-hire plot. So, you know, 22 years in prison is a long time.
When's he eligible?
Well, I'm not a mathematician, but he went in, he's been in there about a year, so 22 years from now. So,
but there's no chance for early parole? There's no early parole? There's no chance?
No, I mean, absolutely there is. I mean, everyone can be reformed. Prison is to reform and to, you know, ultimately have someone, you know, figure out that what they did was wrong. Do I think he's getting out next week? No, I don't. But could he get out early, or could he appeal it and beat some of the charges? Absolutely. You know, so anything's possible, you know. That was the justice system take its course.
Yeah, it's going to matter. You know what's going to matter? If Netflix needs to get another series, they'll hire a lawyer and try to money him out of it a little bit, or at least appeal it, see if they can get something going. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, because let's face it, what's the old saying, the rich get richer, the poor get the picture. If you have money, you have a better chance. If you don't and you're broke and you're no longer viable to anybody, your chances are you're never getting out.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope that the law has done its job, and ultimately, at the end of all this, the only thing that comes out of it is Joe Exotic and Carol Bask and all the other characters are kind of forgotten about. And what we remember is the series that ultimately solved the disappearance of Don Lewis and put an end to the legal exploitation of tigers.
Do you think Baskin smoked Lewis? Don?
I don't know. And I'm not in the business of, you know, speculating, because that can lead on a really bad path. In the world we live in today, you're innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. There's been absolutely very little evidence to suggest that she killed him. And what I mean
That's
by
what I
that
say.
Is circumstantial, but there's nothing. If there was a smoking gun, she'd be in prison already.
Right. That's
so,
what I said.
You know, a lot of it, you have to understand that most people are getting their information from a Netflix special.
Right.
And that also is not going to probably show the full picture. So you got to let investigators do their job. And if she's responsible for his death or disappearance, hopefully she's held accountable.
So last question, because I know we got to let you go. You watched the whole series, I'm sure, with Joe Exotic and I. And now, Jeff Lowe, do you want to kick him in the head or no?
Listen, personally, and
this isn't
Discovery ID's opinion, I'm not a fan of any of the characters, really, including Carol Baskin. For me, I don't think these people should have the platform that they have. I think it should be more about the animals and Don Lewis. However, the reason why I did the series that you're going to see tonight is there's a lot to learn from it, because Joe Exotic didn't just wake up one morning and become this person. There was a series of events that happened throughout his life that ultimately created this mental decision-making process that led him to this life of crime. And I think as an investigator and as clinical psychologists and even as viewers, we can all look at this and take something from it and educationally that can help us moving forward to maybe prevent this in the future.
All right. Listen, hey, come by anytime, man. I like you, Derek.
All right. Thanks, brother. All right, man. Good. Have a good day.
Take it. He wanted to kick Jeff Lowe in the head. You know, everybody, I can't be the only one. And normally, I don't feel that way about a television show. I just watch it. For whatever reason, I'm like, God, everything about you is irritating to me. From your affliction britches to your weird love of the George Brett Michaels headbands and the creepy weird, like it was just all weird.
He's your villain.
Head kick
or
no?
Oh, head kick, yeah. Absolutely.
No.
Jump up and give a head kick.
You know, to jump up. He's pretty little. That dude's what he's making this tall. Like, you're eye to eye with that guy, I think.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what do you do, man? Just, it's sad.
I like tigers and young men.
By the way, Baskin didn't kill that guy.
Tigers and young men.
Oh, we want to think she did. Fed him to a tiger.
Young men.
He ran off with another broad. Look at her.
I like tigers and young men.
He ran off from his wife with this one. That's why they hate him. That's why they're trying to put her in prison still. Because the first one's still ass hurt.
Do you think Joe Exotic will come up during the debate tomorrow? Do you think Joe Exotic release would come up during the debate?
I wish this president would just pardon him. Just to, like, do it. Do it. Why not?
Everything
else is so weird. It would just be the greatest thing ever, man.
Would you recommend a pardon?
I'm not weighing in on time.
I don't think you would. Go ahead. Do you have a question? I'll take a look. Is that Joe Exotic? That's Joe Exotic.
He's looking at a picture of him. Is that him? Is that guy? No, we're not letting him out. Absolutely.
That's his hair?
Yeah. He's like,
Carol fucking Baskin. Fucking bitch. Look, a lion and a wiener dog gets along, so why can't this black guy and this white guy get along? Because our government won't let us.
Yeah. Anybody who says that made perfect sense, like T.T., is like, yeah.
Yeah.
The government won't let the lion and the wiener dog be friends.
It's correlating.
My favorite, though, was when he was eulogizing the poor kid who thought the gun was unloaded. And in front of the young boys. Now, listen, you're looking at the old man who was banging the your son.
Mm-hmm.
Who accidentally shot himself in the head because he thought the gun wouldn't go off.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle of it, he's talking about his balls were like gold nuggets. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
As I was sitting there concentrating, he showed us off to on the computer to write a letter to a senator or a congressman or something else. He's going to come and rub them balls in my face. And everybody that works here knows exactly what I'm talking about because you've seen his balls. They were like golden nuggets to that boy.
Jesus Christ. Imagine being his you're like,
we did that boy wrong.
Just go slam your own head in the door and you're like, And I love the fact that Joe's enough of a sociopath that everything's like, I was doing something very important, like a congressman or a senator.
He's writing a letter.
Oh, that's a mark of a true sociopath there. Everything was about him, ultimately.
If I was sitting there concentrating, they showed us off to on the computer to write a letter to a senator or a congressman or something else, then drunk come and rub them balls in my face. And everybody that works here knows exactly what I'm talking about because you've seen his balls. They were like golden nuggets to that boy.
Jesus Christ, 2020.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.